Mexico complains to Biden over financing opposition NGO. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 17, 2024. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador announced he would write to U.S. President Joe Biden to complain about his administration financing non-governmental organizations that have been critical of his government. The politician made the announcement during one of his morning news conferences. He pointed out that his foreign relations ministry had just sent a diplomatic notice about the issue and added he was personally drafting a letter for Biden about it. The diplomatic note is the second one Mexico's diplomats have sent on the same issue. During the news conference, officials said the first diplomatic note had been sent in 2021. The message went unanswered. López Obrador complained that the Department of State has helped finance the group Mexicanos contra la Corrupción y la Impunidad, Mexicans Against Corruption and Impunity, through USAID programs. The NGO gained much notoriety in recent years for compiling reports and statistics about crime and corruption in the country. According to MCCI, when López Obrador was trying to win the presidency, he would quote their reports. However, now that his party is in office, he considers the NGO part of the opposition for questioning high-level corruption, contract rigging, and other alleged improprieties reported by them. #Enterit esta semana el presidente at López Obrador underscore exhibió información fiscal de los donantes, proveedores y personal de MCCI. The Ronda el Sexenio Nuestra Organización ha sido hostigada y difamada en 265 ocasiones. Taken Temos. pic.twitter.com/uskins3xx0. Mexicanos contra la Corrupción, at MXFS Corrupción, August 16, 2024. Earlier in the week, Mexico's Financial Crimes Unit, UIF, released information that the U.S. government has reportedly sent more than 97 million pesos, approximately $5 million, to MCCI since 2018. Officials also singled out several U.S. private donors, including funds from the Rockefeller and Ford Foundations. #NBreathe. Pablo Gómez, titular de la Unidad de Inteligencia Financiera, #UIF, exhibe, and #LaMananera. Los recursos recibidos por Mexicanos contra la corrupción y la impunidad desde cuentas de #Estados Unidos. mexicansadvpic.twitter.com/jlf2nnzm2v. AD Noticias, at Ad Noticias Mex, August 14, 2024. During that information release, López Obrador and his staff also divulged the personal tax and financial information of private citizens who had donated to MCCI. The group claimed that in doing so, López Obrador broke Mexican law. #NuestraVoz, en la conferencia matutina del presidente at López Obrador underscore, Pablo Gómez, titular de la #UIF, exhibió información fiscal de los donantes, proveedores y personal de Mexicanos contra la corrupción y la impunidad. Esta es nuestra postura, pic.twitter.com/4phnpftbdw. Mexicanos contra la corrupción, at MXFS Corrupción, August 14, 2024. López Obrador claimed he considers the U.S. government's support for MCCI a violation of his nation's sovereignty and possible election interference. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.